Good morning and welcome to WPPA Sports Saturday, August 23rd, week one of the high school football season, halfway in as we get set to take a look at all things around the high school football genre this morning. Show proudly funded by CACL Financial, 1800 West Market Street in the city of Pottsville. Always open online at caclfcu.org. Voted the number one lending institution for the past 5 years for a reason, folks, and it's because you won't find a better fiduciary relationship anywhere.
We've got to say thank you to BG's Value Markets. Four convenient locations for your shopping experience. Stop by, check them out in Millersburg, Jonestown, Pine Grove, and Minersville. They've got all of your football tailgating needs. They've got the deli salads, the deli meats for those meat and cheese trays. But most importantly, for that hot tailgate grill, they've got the freshest meat for those irons. If their meat was any fresher for your tailgate party, Chaz Hepler,
you'd have to slap it.
Also, thank you to Gears Dairy, the official hydrator of the 2019 high school football season. Gears Dairy, Schuylkill County's oldest family-owned full-service dairy on the Tumbling Run Road here in Pottsville. Check out their dairy line from whole milk to skim milk, the orange juice to get your Saturday morning off just right. And, of course, their delicious iced tea and fruit drink products. And we've got to say thank you to Roto-Rooter, a official sewer supplier here for WPPA Sports Saturday. When the proverbial poop storm hits the fan on the gridiron, don't forget to call Roto-Rooter, and they'll make sure that your troubles go down a drain. It's Roto-Rooter.
Yeah. And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
There you have
it. Week number one, halfway in the books. All of our local teams had action last night, my friend. Let's hit that scoreboard right now, and we'll give you the complete rundown of our area teams last night. As Pottsville down Hazleton 42-7. Millersburg beat Nativity 24-6. Blue Mountain, a 42-14 winner over Muhlenberg. Jim Thorpe knocked off Schuylkill Haven 10-7. Tri-Valley, a 26-22 winner over Mahanoy area. Midwest knocks off Marion 39-6. Williams Valley, a 39-7 winner over Minersville. North Schuylkill beats up on Loyal Sock 33-13. Pine Grove, big time over Northern Lebanon 50-8. Tamaqua shut out Line Mountain 40-0. Morrisville and Shenandoah, they need an extra frame to decide that one up there in Shenandoah, as Morrisville gets away with a two-point overtime victory, 36-34. Fleetwood down Lehighton 58-14. Mount Carmel, a 23-0 winner over Central Columbia. That's a rundown of local teams, Chaz, here for us, and we'll start the in-depth, comprehensive rewind from week number one. Where do you want to start? Do we want to go out there to Mock Chunk, where you were last night?
Mock Chunk, where I was last night. A game of wills, I guess you could say. Not by first names, to be precise, but a low-scoring affair decided by a field goal last night in Mock Chunk. Schuylkill Haven, it didn't take them long to get on the board. In fact, it was about four plays. And Kobe Brish takes it to the house from 55 yards away. And that would be all the scoring for the Hurricanes last night, as Brish rumbles into the end zone and the celebration begins for the Hurricanes. However, very short-lived, as the Red Swarm defense settled in then last night and limited Brish to 79 yards on 15 carries from there. So when you take a look at Jim Thorpe, Doc, it was a night for C.J. Selby. Selby, 29 carries, 166 yards on the ground last night. It was a game won and lost on the ground. As you look at the passing numbers, not a whole lot going on for either team as far as yardage is concerned. But it was a passing touchdown that got the Olympians on the board in the second quarter, as Davier Calcano connected with the tight end Binder, who is a pretty impressive tight end. And that was from 5 yards out as he was tiptoeing the front of the end zone to get six. The extra point was good. We were tied at seven. And then to close out the first half with 2.9 seconds remaining, The Olympians line up for a 22-yard field goal by Conley. He knocks it through. It's 10-7 at the half. It remained that way for the rest of the night. Field position was the game. Special teams punting. Benson from Jim Thorpe really pinned Schuylkill-Haven deep. The Jim Thorpe defense in the second half, I don't know that Schuylkill-Haven gained any positive yardage in the second half. A lot of three and outs. And that was the tail of the tape as the Jim Thorpe defense rose to the occasion after a little halftime presser there with Coach Rosenberger and his staff. And Schuylkill-Haven could do nothing the rest of the night.
Well, you look inside these numbers a little bit, Chaz, and you talk about it. Jim Thorpe has 15 first downs to Schuylkill-Haven's 4. The Hurricanes, 25 carries for 118 yards as a team. 2 of 10 passing for negative 2 yards. It'll bring it to 116 total yards of offense. They dropped the ball once and lost it, and they were nailed 7 times by those yellow flags of the officials for 50 yards. Jim Thorpe, they ran the ball 50 times for 201 yards, threw 13 passes, completed 6 of them for 23 yards, 224 total yards of offense.
Now, the fumble numbers. Jim Thorpe fumbled late in the ball game, and Schuylkill-Haven recovered with 43 seconds at their own 43-yard line and had a shot, but were driven backwards by some penalties, and the drive stalled, and that was a punt, and the game was over.
4 penalties for the Olympians last night for 40 total yards for the officials on that side of things. You look inside the numbers. Brisha carries the team for Schuylkill-Haven, 15 carries for 79. Gehring in with 1 for 32. Clouser 4 for 9. And then you look for Jim Thorpe, C.J. Selby, a big night last night. 29 carries, 166 yards. Madera, 13 carries for 20. Fazzolino, 3 for 19 last night. You look, passing last night, Donati, 2 of 9 for those minus 2 yards. All the completed passes were knocked back behind the line of scrimmage for the Hurricanes. Calcano, 6 of 13 for those 23. You look at the receiving side of things, catching those 2 passes from Donati was Gehring and Brisch. And then Jim Thorpe, Binder, you talked about that tight end, 2 catches for 20 yards and a touchdown. Madera 1 for 5, and Selby had 3, and all of those netted minus 2 yards last night. So Schuylkill-Haven, we talked to Mike Farr in week number 1 of our high school football season, and he did tell us straight up that he was going to not back down from anyone. That's he likes this gauntlet of a schedule to start off his non-league side of things. And, hey, he goes and meets up a big Jim Thorpe team. A big Jim Thorpe team who has a lot on the line here this season, has high expectations. And, you know, I mean, Mike Farr has to be happy to come out there and take that early lead. But to shut out the Olympians in that second half, also good for the Hurricanes as they look defensively. Jim Thorpe, same thing, Chaz. You know, I mean, they shut down a high-powered Kobe Brisch last night, hold him under 100 yards, and that's hard to do. I mean, this kid's chasing some records there in Schuylkill-Haven and in the league, and, you know, to hold Kobe Brisch last night to 79 yards is a daunting task.
Well, the interesting thing, there were some first-week miscues on both teams that I think both coaches have to clean up going into their Week 2 matchups if they want to see success in the season. And I think Schuylkill-Haven fought gallantly. I mean, last year this was a blowout game. This year they're 3 points away from a win in week number 1 against Jim Thorpe. So it's interesting to see the difference a year makes in the game. But I was fairly impressed with Jim Thorpe's defense. They really were able to capitalize on a lot of different things. Let's head west in the state, but stay in the eastern region of the county is Marion traveled to Beaver Springs to take on Midwest and fell 39-6.
Yeah, Louise Terron caught 4 passes for 74 yards, including a 14-yard touchdown reception for Marion. It's a season-opening loss to Midwest. Matt Rarig tossed 4 of his 5 completions to Terron, who scored in the second quarter. Hunter Wolfley had 4 touchdowns, a 69-yard punt return, a 16-yard pass reception, and carries a 28 and 52 yards. Finishes with 109 yards on the night on 6 carries as Midwest downs Marion 39-6. Look inside those numbers a little bit, Charles.
Well, the interesting thing off the bat, it was a 5-0 Midwest game. They got a field goal in the first quarter, and then in the second they get a safety as the ball carrier was tackled in the end zone. But then you had Wolfley's 69-yard punt return. Teron's 14-yard pass got Marion on the board. Wolfley from 16-yard pass from Bennett. Register, 36-yard pass from Bennett. And then Wolfley capped it off with those two runs. For the Colts last night, Doc, 6 first downs, 43 carries, 29 yards on the ground, 5 of 7 passing for 76 yards, 105 total yards in the ballgame for Marion. For Midwest, 11 first downs, 23 totes for 117 yards on the ground, 7 of 16 passing for 142 yards, 259 total yards of offense last night for Midwest.
And let's stay in that eastern side of the county, Chaz. It is out west as Mandata was the spot that the Blue Raiders had to go to take on the Eagles of Lyon Mountain. Tamaqua comes away with a 40-0 shutout of those Eagles over there in Mandata.
Boy, there's a combination of brewing, the K and K combination. Knobloch to Kistler. 86-yard pass to get things open, a 12-yard pass for a 14-0 lead. Then Boyle runs it in from one. Then Kistler catches another touchdown pass from Knobloch from 9 yards out. Boyle has another 2 touchdowns on 4 and 3 yards each. So the trifecta for Kistler and Knobloch and the hat trick for Nate Boyle last night in the ballgame.
You look inside the numbers. First downs for the Lyon Mountain Eagles, 9 of them. 43 carries, 131 yards, 2 of 4 passing for 27, 158 total yards of offense last night for the Eagles. Tamaqua last night, 18 first downs, 20 carries, 57 yards passing last night. They went to the air a lot, 16 completions on 19 attempts for 336 yards. The aerial assault was on. Total yards, 393 for the Blue Raiders last night. Rushing last night, Nate Boyle, 17 for 52. Nate Kirby, 2 for 9 last night. Tamaqua's Knobloch, he had all 16 completed passes on his 19 attempts for 336 yards. Tamaqua Kistler, 7 catches, 182 yards. Boyle, 4 for 89. Ham, 2 for 29. Demetriotis, 1 for 23. Barron, 1 for 9. And Gregoire, 1 for 4. Last night, Knobloch, no interceptions on the evening. So Braden Knobloch off to a big start over there in the land of running water.
Land of passing water, it sounds like all of a sudden. You're used to the running piece, but this year it seems to be in game number one anyway that the Blue Raiders are throwing the football. Let's move to Minersville and stay within the Schuylkill League here, Doc, along with a Tri-Valley matchup with Williams Valley and the Vikings coming away victorious on the evening last night. Questions about Williams Valley and what would they do? Well, Bryce Herb connected with Brady Miller from 36 yards away to get the scoring started. The Ballin Miners answer right back. Woodford a 5-yard run, but that would be the last time Minersville finds the end zone in this contest. Brady Miller from 31 yards out. Then it's Herb catching Jesse Engel for a 7-yard pass. Miller from 35, Miller from 30. And Herb to Engel again for another touchdown reception. This time it was 37 yards away, and that set the mark at 39-7.
Minersville, 6 first downs on the evening, 26 carries for 18 yards, 6 of 19 passing and 2 interceptions, 70 yards through the air. Total yards offense, 88 for the Ballin Miners. Williams Valley, 20 first downs, 37 carries for 278 yards for the Vikes, 8 of 22 passing and 2 interceptions by that Brady Miller, 138 yards through the air, 416 total yards of offense for the Vikings. You look inside these numbers, Williams Valley, Miller carries the ball 16 times for 213 yards, Angle 3 for 25, Miller 2 for 15, Herb 3 for 9, Miller 4 for 9, Joseph 7 for 5, Willard 2 for 2. Woodford, he leads the charge on the ground for Minersville, 11 for 23, Adams 3 for 21. And then passing the ball, Herb 8 of 22 with those two interceptions and 138 yards. Schwalem 4 of 16, 2 interceptions, 70 yards. Adams comes in, two of three and one interception for the Battling Miners. Receiving, Engel, 3 for 54. Miller, 3 for 49. Rejo, 1 for 31. Minnick, 1 for 5 for the Battling Miners. Grafe, 3 for 62. Androchik, 1 for 10. Davis, 1 for no yards. And those interceptions rolled in by Williams Valley, Rejo, and Cruz. For Minersville, it's Schwalem and Davis checking in with the picks.
I guess Tim Savage found an offensive line because that was his worry. He's coming into the season. They grayed out 278 yards on the ground last night.
I just want to say this. When are we just going to buy into Tim Savage? And, I mean, whenever he says, well, I don't know what we have, and, I mean, I don't know where these students are and these athletes come from Williams Valley on both the boy squads and girl squads down there. I don't know if it's the air that they're breathing. I don't know if it's the water that they're drinking. There's something down there in Williams Valley that they just seem to be contenders. And, I mean, I don't even know if there's a rebuilding season. It might be reloading year after year.
Well, Bryce Herb taking over at quarterback has some experience. He did get pressed into action last year when Levi Engel got hurt. And it seems like he's kind of picking up right where he left off the season and making his way through, passing for 138 last night. Minersville will take on Nativity next Friday night. The battle in the backyard will be on T-102, and Nativity falls to Millersburg last evening, Eddie.
Yeah, Millersburg breaks a 31-game losing streak. It all starts off with a Snyder pass from Harmon in the first quarter, and it's 7-0 Millersburg. Then a field goal is hit in the second, and it's 10-0 at the half. We'll go scoreless in the third. That's when Millersburg will check in with two touchdowns. It's both off the runs by Crawford, a 22 and a 29-yard run. And then Nativity will get on the board late in that fourth quarter. Huffman, a 15-yard pass from Miller, and the extra point attempt fails. It's 24-6. Millersburg getting the victory over the Green Wave.
Inside the numbers, Millersburg 13 first downs, 28 for 152 on the ground. 11 of 22 passing for 148 yards makes it an even 300 in total yards of offense last night for Millersburg. For the Wave, 7 first downs, 30 carries for 75 yards, 5 of 15, 3 big interceptions last night for 61 yards in the passing game, a total of 136 yards of total offense for Nativity. Rushing the football last night, Yoder 8 carries 37 yards, Miller 12 for 26, Spolsky 3 for 12, Fairhat 2 for 4, Hoffman did not gain a yard on 4 carries for Millersburg, Crawford 19 carries, 130 yards, Harmon 9 for 22. We talked about the passing statistics, Miller for Nativity and Harmon for Millersburg. Receiving the football, DeNicola 2 catches, 29 yards, Spolsky 1 for 16, Hoffman 1 for 15, Fairhat 1 for 1 for Millersburg, Crawford 4 catches, 93 yards, Feaster 3 for 11, Snyder 2 for 28, Kasner 1 for 16, and Wilbert 1 for nothing. Millersburg's Kasner, Feaster, and Snyder all recording the interception. So a big one brewing next Friday night. Can the Battling Miners, under a new head coach, Justin Frantz, pick up their first victory in the Battle of the Backyard, or will it be Pat Mason's Nativity Green Wave avenging the loss in last year's inaugural Battle of the Backyard?
We'll have to wait and see. Of course, that one, our T-102 game of the week next Friday night from Battling Miners Stadium over in Minersville.
Maybe another big surprise from last night. Tri-Valley, Jeff Sampson saying, I don't know, we're young. We only have three returning starters. Roll into a very anticipatory Bears den in Monoy City. The Mono Area Golden Bears, who Charlie Drees put atop Division II in his media pick this year. He announced it on Touchdown Tip, so I can put him right out there. And Mono Area falls to Tri-Valley 26-22. The Bears get on the board first. A 10-yard run from Wall and a two-point conversion in the second period make it 8-0. But Tri-Valley reels off three consecutive scores. Scheib from 1 yard out. Then Jonas McGrath hooks up with brother Tyler from 10 yards away. Scheib another 1 yard run. And it's now Tri-Valley out in front. Mono Area tack on a touchdown. Lawrence gets in from 64 yards out. Then McGrath catches another pass. Jonas to Tyler again, this time 13 yards out. Lawrence with an 8-yard touchdown run, setting the final mark at 26-22.
The Bears last night, 11 first downs, 43 carries, 257 yards, 1 of 6 passing for 8 yards for 265 total yards of offense. Tri-Valley yesterday, 15 total first downs, 38 carries, 264 yards, 7 of 13 passing for 67 yards from that Jonas McGrath. And you got 331 total yards last night. They dropped the ball once and lost it that one time. You look inside the numbers, Herb, 27 carries and 165 yards for those Bulldogs. Scheib, 10 carries and 101 yard. And Jonas McGath carried the ball once and lost 2 yards. For Mono Area, Lawrence, 19 carries, 171 yards. Wall, 7 carries, 45 yards. Perez, 9 for 21. Terry, 8 for 20. We talked about McGrath and Lawrence's passing numbers. You look at the receiving Tri-Valley, Tyler McGrath, 3 catches, 34 yards. Herb, 3 catches for 15. Morgan, 1 for 18. And for Mono Area, Terry has 1 reception for 8 yards. Both quarterbacks clean with no picks last night.
Let's stay in the northern reaches of the county and, oh, baby, Shenandoah Valley overtime and 2 points away from their first victory in a year here. And Morrisville went out in front quickly with 2 touchdowns. Galashaw, an 8-yard pass from Waters. Then Duyon from 30 yards out. Here he does the scoop and go for a fumble recovery and a defensive touchdown. Shenandoah Valley will answer with another fumble recovery of their own. This time it's in the end zone as Argueta will jump on the slippery pig. Then Dunn, a 7-yard fumble return. The defense scoring all over the place in this one, Eddie.
Waking up the sleeping devils.
Smith, a 7-yard run for Morrisville. Get him back on the board. Carvoy gets in for three for in from three for Shenandoah Valley. Counts gets a 6-yard run for Morrisville. Then Carvoy hooks up with Donchak from 25 yards out for a touchdown. And then Waters, a 7-yard run. Dunn, a 1-yard run to cap the scoring. And Blue Devils go for two to try and tie the ball game and keep the overtime rolling. The run fails, and the final margin is 36-34 in overtime.
Heartbreaker for the Blue Devils. You look at Morrisville, 12 first downs, 27 carries, 133 yards, 8 of 14 passing, 1 interception, 95 yards of passing grabbed up last night, 228 total yards of offense, 7 fumbles, Chaz, by Morrisville. They lost 5 of them. You look for Shenandoah Valley, 10 first downs, 47 carries, 150 total yards.
That's progress. That's progress. Last year we saw a lot of negative rushing total team yards for the Devils. That's progress.
Yep. 3 of 12 passing with 1 interception for Carvoy, 43 total yards in the air. Total yards of offense last night, 193. They dropped the rock 3 times and lost it once. But you know what else, too, Chaz? You look at this. Morrisville last night, 9 penalties for 86 yards to Shenandoah Valley's 1 for 15. So a clean ball game played by the Blue Devils. You look inside the numbers. Counts leads the charge for Morrisville, 11 carries, 62 yards. Then you have Smith, 8 for 59. Waters, 8 for 12. Then for Shenandoah, it's Dunn, 12 for 71. Carvoy, 8 for 41. Vavis, 9 for 28. Way, 4 for 4. Rivera, 1 for 10. Thomas, 1 for 2. Donchak, 1 for 2. We talked about those passing numbers yesterday. Receiving, Wedgeston, 3 for 94. Galashaw, 4 for 11 last night. Then for Shenandoah Valley, Donchak, 2 for 35. Alshevsky, 1 for 8. Interceptions reeled in by Wedges for Morrisville. Shenandoah Valley's Donchak gets a pick last night.
Want to stay talking about the northern region here, Doc?
North
Schuylkill traveled to Loyal Sauk Township just outside of Williamsport. And the Spartans off to a 1-0 start after a 33-13 win over the Lancers on the road.
Yeah, and you look at it, it's Jaden Leiby once again setting the tone for the Spartans. Rushes last night for 175 yards and 2 touchdowns. But he'll also throw the ball to get the North Schuylkill Spartans on the board first as he hits Jesse White from 21 yards out to start the scoring. Then it's, again, White getting a fumble return for a touchdown, and Leiby will then add a 26-yard run, and it's 20-0 North Schuylkill after one. Then Watkins will get the Loyal Sauk on the board after he reels in a Kavanaugh pass from 5 yards out, and it's 20-7 at the break. North Schuylkill will add 6 on a 24-yard Leiby run. Then Green will get a 42-yard run, and the extra point is good. It makes the 33 points for the Spartans. Loyal Sauk gets on the board late, a 20-yard pass, Watkins from Kavanaugh. The kick was no good, and it's 33-13. Spartans headed back to Fountain Springs to open up their new football stadium next Friday night in a 1-0 record.
North Schuylkill last night, 16 first downs, 43 rushes, 356 yards, 3 of 9 passing with a pick for 47 yards for Jaden Leiby. 403 total yards of offense for North Schuylkill last evening. For Loyal Sauk, 13 first downs, 36 rushes for 75 yards, 14 of 26 with 2 interceptions for Kavanaugh last night for 214 yards, 289 total yards of offense for Loyal Sauk. They dropped 2 fumbles and lost them both. Leiby leading the charge, 18 carries, 175 yards. Zach Chowanski, 15 touches for 86 yards on the ground. Green, 2 for 49. Josh Chowanski carries it 4 times for 38 yards. Hall, 1 carry for 8. Elsden, 1 for 4. For Loyal Sauk, the leading rusher is the quarterback, Kavanaugh, 18 carries, just 38 yards. Mayer, 14 for 30. Myers, 1 for 7. Mileto, 1 for 1. Receiving the football last night, White with his 21-yard touchdown pass was the longest pass and the most receiving yards for any receiver. Elsden had a catch for 19, and Hall had 1 for 7. For Loyal Sauk Township, Watkins, 10 catches, 171 yards. Schur, 2 for 20. Damiano, 1 for 18. And Vandeveer, 1 for 5. Zach Chowanski and Jaden Leiby recording the interceptions for North Schuylkill, and Mileto getting the Loyal Sauk pick.
So the Spartans rolling, and now we'll look down to the southern part of the county is going across the Burke Schuylkill line into Laureldale. The Blue Mountain Eagles, they're victorious under their new starting quarterback, Jason Dean. He throws for 131 yards and some touchdowns last night, Chaz, as the Eagles get by the Kicking Mules of Muhlenberg. 42-14 last night. Parker, a 7-yard pass from Jason Dean, will start it off in the first. It's 7-0 Eagles. Blue Mountain will add 2 then in the second quarter as Jason Dean will run it in from 5 yards out. Parker will add a 9-yard rush for a touchdown, 21-0 at the break. 14 more points come for the Eagles as Eggy will get a 23-yard pass from Jason Dean. Then DeFault gets a 23-yard pass from S. Shucker as the Mules get on the board in the third. But Blue Mountain will add a Gibson 5-yard run, and all of a sudden it's 35-7 Eagles after three. Muhlenberg will get another pass, a 45-yard pass touchdown default from Shucker in the fourth quarter. But Jason Dean will get a 2-yard run to cap it off last night for the Eagles. They come home victorious back north of the border, 42-14.
22 first downs last night for Blue Mountain. Talk about controlling the tempo of the game. 52 rushes for 328 yards. 9 of 12 passing, no interceptions for Dean. 131 yards, 459 total yards of offense last night for Blue Mountain. They hold Muhlenberg to 9 first downs, 22 carries for 24 yards. 6 of 13 passing for Shucker for 128. 152 yards of total offense. For Blue Mountain, Dean leading all rushers, 11 carries, 122 yards. So you got to believe that the quarterback is two-dimensional in
Blue Mountain.
Well, it's
that run-pass option type of offense.
Parker, 11 carries, 87 yards. Thompson, 14 for 69. Gibson, 4 for 41. Eggy, 5 for 24. Farrell, 4 for 5. Jack Dean, 2 for no yards. For Muhlenberg, Blanco, 12 for 29. McGeary, 3 for 16. Crocker, 3 for 13. A. Shucker, 2 for minus 10. And Sean Shucker had minus 24 yards rushing last night. Hensley, 2 for 35 in the receiving department for the Eagles. Parker, 2 for 31. Eggy, 1 for 23. Bartholomew, 2 for 21. Martin, 1 for 15. Tachinski, 1 for 6. For Muhlenberg, default over 100 yards. 4 catches, 102 yards. And A. Shucker, 2 for 26. Let's talk about the Pine Grove Cardinals, Doc, going to Northern Lebanon last night before we talk about the Tide and your coming out party, I guess you could say, once again. A couple of aerial assaults in that one. But let's go to Fredericksburg as Josh Leininger tossed 2 scores, rushed for another. Pine Grove, a 50-8 victory over Northern Lebanon. Shea Morgan caught those 2 touchdowns in the first quarter. Dalton Kinsel added 144 yards and 2 touchdowns on the ground. And Pine Grove pitched a shutout until the fourth quarter.
Well, you look inside these numbers a little bit, and Pine Grove, 16 first downs, 36 carries for 326 yards, 4 or 6 passing for Leininger last night for 60 yards, 386 total yards offense. They dropped the rock once and lost it. Northern Lebanon, 7 first downs, 32 carries, 13 yards, 8 of 13 passing with an interception for 58 yards by the Northern Lebanon quarterback. 71 yards of offense racked up by Northern Lebanon last night. Inside the numbers, Kinsel, 14 carries, 144 yards, 2 touchdowns. Luckenbill, 9 carries, 100 yards and a touchdown. Leininger, 3 carries, 39 yards and a touchdown. Nye, 2 carries, 33 yards and a touchdown. Ibarra, 2 carries, 14 yards. Wolf, 3 for 5. Pillsbury, 1 for minus 1. Northern Lebanon, Bressler leads the way, 6 of 22. Borky, 13 carries for no yards. Passing the ball last night, we talked about those. Leininger, 4 of 6 for 60 yards and 2 touchdowns. Northern Lebanon's Borky, 8 of 13, 1 interception, 58 yards and a touchdown. Receiving, Shea Morgan, 3 receptions, 55 yards, 2 touchdowns. Kinsel, 1 for 5. Northern Lebanon, Bressler, 1 for 27. He gets the lone score for Northern Lebanon. Fulmer, 3 for 11. Lewis, 1 for 5 last night. Interception rolled on in by Josh Leininger.
Indeed. And in the city last night, the Hazleton Cougars coming in. A little bit different look as the script is flipped.
Cougars got caged by the Tide.
And the Tide, with a veteran ball club, takes over the upstarts from Hazleton last night in grand fashion.
Yeah, 5 touchdowns thrown by Damon Yost last night. He found 4 different receivers on those 5 touchdowns. He found himself throwing the ball twice to Dalton Mates to open up the scoring 14-0. And then he finds Addison Mullins, Shank, and Barnes are the other touchdown receptions. And a score on the ground by Joey Ferraro last night, the fullback. And the Crimson Tide, you know, won the battle, Chaz, up front. It seemed like Damon Yost had lots of time there as the starting rotation was out just for the first half. Second half, none of the starters got back into the ball game. It was the second string for most of the second, or for all of the second half, as, you know, Tom McGoey getting those guys some very valuable playing time here in week number one. But the Tide offensive and defensive lines, I'll tell you what, really impressed last night, especially offensively. At one point I said, I think Damon Yost has time to make us a sandwich from the wheel and also run over to the Crimson House and grab us a plate of tapas, because it was that much time he was able to just, you know, sit back there. If the first option was covered, he was able to look off and look to his second option. And, I mean, I don't know the last time I seen that in a ball game at the high school level, that there was so much time. But everybody doing a good job up front. Bobby Walchok doing a good job at the running back spot, protecting the backside of a lot of plays, allowing Yost to roll out and not be under pressure. So a very good effort by the Crimson Tide. I'm sure the head coach, Tom McGoey, will have nothing but praise for his young men here when we talk to him in a few minutes. It was sort of a surprise. I expected the Tide to win. You know what I mean? Last year they go up to Hazleton when they renew this rivalry, and it was sort of like a role reversal. Hazleton came in with like 16 returners, and the Tide had a very youthful ball club at that time. But now this time the Tide return, you know, like 16 players, and Hazleton comes in with only 2 returners and a lot of miscues by Mike Brennan on uncharacteristic play of a Mike Brennan coach ball club. Let's put it that way. It was kind of sloppy. It started off, the woes started off immediately on the opening kickoff. Hazleton wins a toss. They elect to receive, and the ball bounces off one of the up men at the 35-yard line, and the Tide are on it. And next thing you know, the Tide thinking they're going to start off on defense is starting off the game on offense. So Tide able to take advantage of some miscues by Hazleton, but also able to take care of business themselves, protect the football, and also keep the mistakes at a minimum. Not too many yellow flags there against the Crimson Tide. You want to take a look inside these numbers a little bit quickly before we take a break and dial in Tom McGoey. You look at Potzel last night. Dalton Mates starts it off, 13-yard pass from Yotes. Then it's Mates, a 51-yard pass from Yotes. Addison Mullins, a 27-yard pass from Yost. Then it's Ferraro with his 4-yard run. Kevin Shank with a 19-yard pass from Yost. Then it's Mullins again with a 28-yard pass. And then Casitas gets Hazleton on the board in that third quarter. Pottsville 14 first downs compared to the Cougars 4 first downs. 30 carries for 121 yards. 13 of 17 passing last night from the Crimson Tide quarterbacks for 205 yards through the air. 326 total yards of offense. And for Hazleton last night, 21 carries, 43 yards, 5 of 10 passing last night for one interception. Passing yards, 32, 75 total yards of offense for the Cougars. Leading the way rushing last night was Molusky for Hazleton, 5 of 28. Then you had Ryan Mateus, 3 for 10. Lance Johnson was 6 for 6. That's the only guy coming in there with any type of playing experience for the Cougars. They really had to lean on him last night, but the Tide doing a good job of bottling him up. The leaders rushing the ball last night, Bobby Walchok, 9 for 67 for the Crimson Tide. Yost, 4 for 20. Carabella Snowwell, 3 for 17. Blankenhorn, 2 for 9. Mullins, 1 for 7. Davis, 4 for 5. Ferraro, 1 for 4, and that would be that touchdown. McClure, 1 carry for no yards. And Reef DeCello, 1 carry for minus 2 yards. Then you look at the Hazleton area. Fisher, the starting quarterback, 3 of 7 and 1 interception for minus 2 yards. Kellen Warner took it over in the second half, 2 of 3 for 34 yards. Pottsville last night, Damon Yost, 9 of 13 for 170 yards and 5 touchdowns. Patrick Yoder, 2 for 2 for 21 yards. Carabella Snowwell, 2 for 2 for 14 yards. Leading the charge through the air, Crisadas for Hazleton, 2 catches, 34 yards. Lance Johnson, 1 for 4. And Evan Mateus, 2 for minus 6. For Pottsville, Dalton Mates leads the aerial assault. 2 catches, 64 yards, and both of them are touchdowns. Mullins, 2 for 55. Barnes, 3 for 28. Shank, 2 for 23. Adam Kelly, 1 for 15. Dunn, 1 for 11. Dunn, I've nicknamed Bulldog. He's a bigger guy. He rumbles and stumbles. He's going to be known as the Bulldog. Eric Kreiner, 1 for 6 last night. Interception reeled in by Eric Kreiner last night. And that's a young man who has broken the vocal cords and the eardrums of Crimson Tide players. I think we're going to hear a lot of Eric Kreiner this upcoming season as he's a force on defense.
What do you say we take a timeout and talk to Tom McGoey?
Yeah, let's wet the whistle and get the head coach of the Crimson Tide on the line here on AM 1360, 106 FM, and worldwide, WPPARadio.com. Don't forget Sports Saturday. If you missed it, where can you find it, my friend?
All over the place now. 6 different distribution sites. The podcast is up. Anchor.fm, Spotify. We're now on Breakers, Google Podcasts, Pocket Cast. It's all over the place. We'll be back right after this on Sports Saturday.
You work hard for your money, so don't let the big banks take it away in service fees and charges every month. Bank at CACL Financial, and you'll see the difference. At CACL Financial, not only will you be treated like family, your money will work for you. If you live, work, worship, or attend school in Schuylkill County, CACL Financial has the products and services to meet your personal and business banking needs. People love banking with us so much that we've been voted the best bank in Schuylkill County 5 consecutive years in the Reader's Choice poll. At CACL Financial, it's more than checking and savings accounts and CDs or home mortgages, vehicles, and home equity loans. CACL Financial meets your needs every day. Visit our convenient office on West Market Street in Pottsville, online at caclfcu.org, and like us on Facebook. CACL Financial, member NCUA, equal housing lender.
Gears Dairy on the Tumbling Run Road is the county's oldest full-service family-owned dairy. Gears prides themselves on their high standards and offers quality produced milk products as well as orange juice, fruit drinks, and their very own popular iced tea. Make Gears a name you invite into your home every day. Look for Gears products in your favorite supermarket or convenience store. Gears Dairy on the Tumbling Run Road, the county's oldest full-service family-owned dairy, always committed to excellence.
The Hurry Up and Save F-150 sales event at Sands Ford of Pottsville only lasts till the end of the month. Save thousands off MSRP on America's best-selling truck, or choose 0% financing for up to 72 months. Or lease a new F-150 XL STX for only $299 per month with only $2,640 out of pocket. That's right, lease a new XL STX package F-150 for only $299 per month during August. Sands Ford of Pottsville, where we make it easy to get into a new F-150. F-150, America's best-selling truck for the past 42 years.
36-month lease is based on stock number F-19621. The lease includes RCL trade-in assistance bonus cash, 10,500 miles per year, not including tax, tags, and fees. All offers are with qualifying credit and excludes Raptor. Offers end September 3rd, 2019.
Schuylkill County, where farmers and lumbermen originally plied the lush valleys and forests, but what was underneath the ground would rain prosperity over the region. Coal. For over 100 years, coal dominated the subterranean landscape. But under the soil lurks a more nefarious substance, the likes of which strike fear into the hearts of men. Poop. Through a vast network of pipes and conduits, a veritable river of poop courses beneath the pastoral landscape of Schuylkill County, threatening to wreak havoc at a moment's notice. And sometimes, it does. At times like these, the brave heroes of Roto-Rooter are called upon to quell the proverbial poop storm. Broken pipes, septic calamities, and backed up drains are no match as the saviors of Schuylkill drive the brown menace back to the dank netherworld from which it came. So remember, when poop happens,
call Roto-Rooter.
That's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Hi, this is Tom McCarthy. You're listening to Sports Saturday on WPPA with Ed and Chaz. Tune into the Phillies later today on your news and sports leader, AM 1360.
Phillies in Miami taking on the Marlins, 5:35 for the pregame, 6:10 first pitch, third inning, that OIP flamethrower inning. Brian Yezalewski of Frackville, our lucky contestant. If the Phillies pitcher strike out the side in the third, you'll win yourself a gift certificate from OIP Pots, where the food is flame-smoking good. And a coach who had a flame-smoking quarterback last night. Seemed like he was throwing flames and couldn't miss anything as the brimstone and fire was abound at the Veterans Memorial Stadium. And then elated Tom McGoey this morning, waking up 1-0 in this young 2019 season. It makes it a lot easier getting up on a Saturday after a big victory like that last night, Tom.
Yeah, yes, it does. A little easier. Watch the tape, feel pretty good about it, and move on to next week.
You know, you talk about feeling good about it, and that's one thing I said in our recap of the game last night is, I mean, the mistakes were at a minimum for the Crimson Tide. They had everything going in their way. It started off early and often as the miscues for Hazleton turned into points early on for you guys.
Yeah, I knew they had a young team, kind of like we had going in there last year, and if we could just put the pressure on them, they make some mistakes. I didn't expect it to be on the first kickoff, but we took advantage of it, and you know, like I said in the paper, we have a lot of older guys, and they were mature enough and experienced enough to keep going and not let Hazleton really gain any confidence. And, you know, we ended up having a pretty good first half and really put them away.
Tommy, it seems like Damon Yost is in mid-season form dropping dimes like that last night.
Yeah, he had a great summer throwing the ball at 7-on-7s. We went to Lehigh 7-on-7 and won that against some really good competition. And he's just been he has a great relationship with our wideouts. He threw a back shoulder fade to Mason Barnes last night. That was, was a very beautiful play. And he does it all the time at practice. That wasn't just a one night thing. That's what he does all the time. And he's poised. He's seen it all. And and he has the big arm to match our big time wideouts.
You know, Tommy, us in the media, we like storylines, and one of the storylines going into the rest of the season is, do we have a tight end controversy? Because, you know, last night, the starting tight end, the guy that got a lot of the scene last year, unable to go and dress, and Dalton Mates comes out with a big party. He gets you on the board for the first time and the second time last night.
Yeah, I think Dalton's pretty much solidified himself as a tight end. Nate will come in and he'll be a blocking guy, and but he's mostly a defensive end. So Dalton's done a great job. He worked his butt off in the off season, running, lifting, changing his body, and I think it showed last night. And you know, one of the things we questioned him last year about was his ability, his strength, and his blocking ability. He's done a nice job with that. So he'll be our every down guy, and I expect. You know, we got with Kevin Shank and Addison Mullins and Mason Barnes on the field. You know, sometimes Dalton Mates is a little bit forgotten, and he'll make the big plays when they're there.
Tommy, last year the passing seemed to start to hit the radar a little more often. This year, you're coming into Week One, your feature back is not eligible due to some injuries, and it seems like the passing game kind of where it was. But that's a little bit different over the past couple of seasons here, where you guys are going a little more pass heavy, or having at least more success with the pass than you have in years past.
Yeah, I mean, I think you just have to evolve with the guys that you have. When you have a Damon Yost at quarterback, and when you have a 6'6 wideout like Kevin Shank that goes up and gets it, you have a guy like Mason Barnes who makes acrobatic catches all the time. You have Haslam Mullins who's fast, who could take a 5-yard pass and make it a 50-yard touchdown, and then Dalton Mates in the middle. You got to take advantage of the weapons you have, and Hazleton gave us some looks that were pass friendly. We tried to run the ball. I wish we could have ran the ball a little bit better. If there's anything that you got to take away that we got to work on going into next week, but you know, when you throw for 5 touchdown passes in one half, I mean, you got to take what's given to you sometimes.
You know, one guy that has graced my vocal cords in the ears of the Crimson Tide listeners last night in sort of like, who is this, is Eric Kreiner.
Yeah, Eric, a good player for us. He's battled hard. He's battled through an injury that he got in wrestling season, so he's coming off shoulder surgery from the spring. And he just keeps battling and battling. He had a little bit of time last year, but very versatile. Worked himself in at safety, worked himself in a corner, played special teams, made plays for us. He had a great night last night, really showed up. And it's just part of the senior class of guys who've really put in time and who are really excited to play and who know, and because of the experience and what they've done, really know what they're doing.
Tommy, talk about that, having such a robust senior class this year, 23 in all. That's a big change from a season ago.
Yeah. Anytime you can have a big senior class, you hope that you could have a really nice season. And these guys have experience. A lot of them played as juniors. A lot of them played as sophomores. So it not only are we playing a lot of seniors, we're playing a lot of guys who have a lot of time. And that's important. And these guys are hungry. They're a group that's been together since eighth grade. They're a group that went undefeated as freshmen, and they've experienced success, and they want to do it again this year. And it's been great to coach them. I really enjoy being around these guys. They're a great bunch of guys, and the seniors do a great job leading in the weight room, on the track, on the practice field, and then obviously last night our seniors really came out and had a really nice night.
Tommy, one of the things I made mention to in the ball game is, in the whole second half, you had the second and third teams in there, guys getting some very valuable playing experience here in week one, and how it could pay dividends off for those guys down week 7, 8, 9, and 10.
Yeah, you never know. I mean, a lot of those guys are a play away from being big-time players for us. I like our depth. Our twos came in and held their own against a lot of Hazleton's first team, and getting them on film, being able to evaluate them in game situations is important, and for them to see themselves. And I thought they did a nice job, and I was happy that we were able to get most of our guys in game one. That's always a plus, and because you never know when it's going to happen again.
Tommy, let's talk about your defense last night. They're overshadowed by all these touchdowns going up on the board, but the defense holding Hazleton out till late in the ballgame.
Yeah, they're really flying around. Our front seven is doing a really nice job of shutting down the run. Even last week against Mount Carmel, I was really happy with the way our defense played in the scrimmage. There's a new energy. Coach Yost is becoming a little bit more attacking, and our guys really have picked up, really embraced what they're doing, what he's trying to do. And we got a bunch of old linebackers, 3 guys who played 2 or 3 years, guys who have experience who help set the front, and it kind of goes from there. And in the secondary, they came up, they had a great game last night, made plays when they were there. I think 3 out of 4 of our secondary guys had tackles for a loss. When you're doing that's great team defense.
Tommy, ball games are won in the trenches a lot of times, we'll say, and your offensive and defensive line last night really took it to Hazleton and gave Damon Yost a lot of time back there to be able to look down the field, find the opening receiver, even off a few times look off the first option on the second option.
Yeah, I mean, our O-line did a great job. They picked up the blitzes. They gave Damon a ton of time. Damon, yeah, some of those, even the last touchdown was, I think Aston was like the third option on it. So by allowing us to do that, it made the passing game look a lot better. One of the things coming out of the Mount Carmel scrimmage, we had to clean up a little bit of that, and then we worked on that all week and to pick up blitzes, and we did a nice job there. And on the D-line, I got to mention Steph McLeod for us, number 54. He had a great game for us.
Mm-hmm.
He was all over the backfield. He was just shy of having about 8 or 9 tackles, but other guys cleaned it up for him. He had a great game, and really his presence was known the whole time.
Tommy, when you take a look at the overall makeup of your team, everybody seems to stand out. It doesn't seem like there's that one person that's standing head and shoulders above the rest. It's a collection of the entire team right now.
Yeah, and I think that's part of what, you know, what I try to stress as, you know, no one's bigger than the team. It's a whole, I think everybody's kind of bought into that. These guys hang out with one another. They're a tight group, so they're happy for one another when things are going good. I mean, as Simone started for corner for us, and Eric Kreiner came in and started making plays, and he told the coach, hey, just keep him in. He's doing great. You know, it wasn't like, get me back in the game. And, you know, and as it was having his success on offense. So that's tight, you know. They're there. They're rooting on for one another, and it's great. And it could be anybody any week. And, you know, that's, I think, one of the things that could make us dangerous this year is that if you want to take out one wide out, we have someone else that can make plays. And I think last night kind of showed a little bit of that.
Tommy, a lot of people will gauge a running back success by the number of yards gained during a ball game. But last night, Bobby Walchuk steps in and fills in for Kevin DeCella, who was unavailable to go. And there's quite a few times that I could count, Bobby sealed off the back edge, knocked off the defensive end, and kept him out of pressuring Damon Yost. I mean, talk about that. And, I mean, a guy may say, hey, I only got 70 yards carrying the ball, but you know what? I've also got the five or six blocks that really propelled us down the field.
Yeah, Bobby does a great job. We really worked on that with the backs this week, making sure we cleaned some stuff up with that. And he's a smart kid, and he picked it up. And he knows he's going to get a shot. He took a trap for about 50 yards, you know, late in the second quarter. That's the kind of things. He'll just have to buy his time. And once the team's starting to soften in the box a little bit, then you know, he'll have more of an opportunity running the ball. But, he's a great kid. And like everybody else, he's all in for the team. And, you know, if it's blocking, running, and he had some tough yards too. And, I'm excited to get him going more this year as well.
Tommy, not to look past why I'm missing or shed any less light on the big victory over Hazleton last night, but the Schuylkill League Division One, after looking at last night, solidifies that it is going to be a slugfest down to the wire.
I wouldn't expect anything less. When we got in this league 3 years ago, it's been great. I love the rivalries. I love the intensity of the games, and the league just seems to get better every year.
You know, Tommy, when you take a look, you always talk about rivalries, and this game with Wyomissing coming up next Friday night at home, as always, is always one that really gives you a barometer on where your team's at. What do you look for a Coach Wolfram team?
This is Wyomissing. They're going to be their normal wing tee stuff. They're going to try to get us with misdirection. We're going to have to play very good assignment football. It's going to be low scoring. The last 2 years, it's been a slugfest. And 2 years ago, we had to turn. We had too many turnovers. They ended up winning. Last year, we made some big plays down the stretch that let us get the win. So it's going to be a battle. We're going to have to play a clean football game, and defensively, we're going to have to play assignment football. And if we can do that, I like our chances. And I'm sure Coach Wolfram's saying the same thing to his guys down in Wyo today or tomorrow, whenever they meet.
How crazy is it, the respect from that program this year will play three Schuylkill League Division One teams in a row? They start with you, then they host North Schuylkill, then they host Blue Mountain.
Yeah, it's a tough stretch for them. I think they had some of the same scheduling problems. You know, there were a lot of non-league games like we do. So it's nice. They're a tough team, and it's a good matchup for our Schuylkill League. And, they're almost like a Schuylkill League team the way they're physical and the way they play. And it's a good matchup for the league and good matchups for them.
Tommy, how important is next week to get on the board first? You know what I mean? You're going to have a new scoreboard. You're going to have to christen it. You want to put the first seven up on that board.
Yeah. It's going to be, we want to start fast. That's been our goal for the season, is really to start fast and force teams to, try to play catch up to us. I think some of the problems we had last year and some of our losses, we started a little sluggish and we try to have to, battle back. And you can only battle back so long before, the other team gets the momentum back. So we want to try to get the momentum early and force other teams to, try to catch us.
Well, Tommy, we thank you for taking time out of your Saturday morning of watching film. Watch that pass play to Mason Barnes down the left side where Damon Yost threads the needle in between the two defenders, and Barnes makes a spectacular catch along the sideline. I think that one's a top 10 at least in Crimson Tide football history.
Yeah, I mentioned that one earlier. That was a great throw, great catch, great chemistry between those guys. if Damon puts it up anywhere near Mason or even Kevin, they're going to do their best to come up with it.
Well, Tommy, thank you. We'll talk to you again next Friday evening with Charlie Dries in the Tommy McGoey Show starting at 6:30 right here on WPPA. We'll talk to you next Friday night, and go get him, Coach.
All right, thank you. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks, Tom. Well, Doc, there you have it. Tom McGoey, a little pep in the step this morning after a big victory over Hazleton area last night. We'll come back, get ready to wrap things up here on Sports Saturday on AM 1360, 106 FM, and wrapping our way out on WPPARadio.com.
Beachy's Value Markets, Minersville, Pine Grove, Jonestown, and Millersburg, open daily 7 a.m. till 9 p.m., is packed with great deals like these. Best Yet Large Egg, 68 cents a dozen. Greens Ice Cream, 48-ounce carton is just $2.48. Utz Potato Chips, buy one, get one free. All Natural Center Cut Rib Chops, only $2.18 per pound. All Natural Boneless Chicken Thighs, $1.88 a pound. Sirloin Steaks, $4.98 a pound. In the deli, Best Yet Corned Beef or Pastrami, $6.18 a pound. John F. Martin Buffalo Chicken Breast, $5.68 a pound. BG's In-Store Bakery is serving up 4 packs of black-bottomed cupcakes, $2.58. And fresh-baked onion pockets, 4 for $1.98. Local prune plums or Bartlett pears, $1.28 per pound. Local sweet corn, 6 ears for $2. Convenience, quality, and fair prices. BG's Value Markets in Minersville, Pine Grove, Jonestown, and Millersburg.
Schuylkill County, where farmers and lumbermen originally plied the lush valleys and forests, but what was underneath the ground would rain prosperity over the region. Coal. For over 100 years, coal dominated the subterranean landscape. But under the soil lurks a more nefarious substance, the likes of which strike fear into the hearts of men. Poop. Through a vast network of pipes and conduits, a veritable river of poop courses beneath the pastoral landscape of Schuylkill County, threatening to wreak havoc at a moment's notice. And sometimes, it does. At times like these, the brave heroes of Roto-Rooter are called upon to quell the proverbial poop storm. Broken pipes, septic calamities, and backed up drains are no match as the saviors of Schuylkill drive the brown menace back to the dank netherworld from which it came. So remember, when poop happens,
call Roto-Rooter.
That's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Hi Wow is being heard all across Schuylkill County. What is it? CACL Financial's Hi Wow Checking Account. It stands for helping you and others won't. If you live, work, or worship in Schuylkill County, CACL Financial's Hi Wow account offers terrific features like no minimum balance, no maintenance or penalty fees, and earn 1% annual percentage yield on your account when you have e-statements and 10 point-of-sale transactions with your debit card per month. Hi Wow Checking from CACL Financial, named the best bank in Schuylkill County in the Reader's Choice poll for the 5th year in a row. Earn 1% annual percentage yield on your checking account. Make your money work as hard as you do. CACL Financial, online at caclfcu.org. Like us on Facebook or visit our Pottsville office on West Market Street. CACL Financial, member NCUA Equal Housing Lender. If terms aren't met, regular interest rates apply.
You're listening to Sports Saturday on WPPA with Ed and Chaz. Tune in to the Phillies later today on your news and sports leader, AM 1360.
Wow, what a quick show here today. We've got to say thank you to our benefactors this morning. Thank you to Roto-Rooter and taking care of the proverbial poop storm. Yeah, when the things get clogged up in the pipes, give Roto-Rooter a call because Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles
down the drain.
We also have to thank our biggest financial benefactor, CACL Financial, 1800 West Market Street in the city of Pottsville. Always open online at caclfcu.org. At CACL Financial, you won't find a better fiduciary relationship anywhere.
Yeah, anywhere. Thank you to BG's Value Markets. Of course, all of your football tailgating needs can be found in the aisles upon aisles of savings at BG's Value Markets. 4 convenient locations for your shopping experience. Jonestown, Millersburg, Pine Grove, and Minersville. Don't forget, you need the meat for that pregame hot irons of the grill, there's none fresher than BG's Value Markets.
If it was any fresher, Doc, you'd have to slap it.
That's right. And while you're at BG's or your favorite retail location, stop by and check out Schuylkill County's oldest family-owned full-service dairy from the Tumbling Run Road here in Pottsville. Their dairy line, from whole milk to skim milk, the orange juice to start your Saturday morning off on the right foot, or the delicious iced tea and fruit drink products. Chaz, you slugged down a what?
Diet green tea again, Doc. I love it.
I slugged down a sugar-free tea, and it was delicious. The official hydrator of the 2019 high school football season, it's Gears Dairy. We've got to say thank you, Tom McGoey.